Well, it's our final week of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen and on Holiday Drive in Ardmore. And last night we opened up the first round of the Oklahoma High School playoffs. And a few teams around the region victorious last night in their opening round. And we'll get to those. We're running down the scores here this morning here. It's Roger Price live at the Prairie Kitchen, brought to you in part by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant. I do want to mention that Coach Brent Phelps called me this morning and said he's not able to make it this morning from Fox. And he said that he has to run a concession stand. So he wanted to pass along his well wishes and also to mention that he was proud of the way the boys played last night and was sad to see the season come to an end. Fox in their first round of the playoffs lost to number one ranked Pond Creek Hunter 54-6, and Fox finishes the season at 3-6 on the year. Other games last night on KICM TV, it was Bishop McGinnis all over Ardmore 46-14. It was a close game as Ardmore trailed 13-7 at halftime. Then five consecutive turnovers led to five touchdowns in the third quarter, and Bishop McGinnis ran away with it in the second half. Ardmore finishes at 6-4. We'll talk it over with Josh Newby in just a moment. Also on KICM TV last night, it was Wilson losing to Snyder 64-18, a very good Snyder ball club. Wilson finishes the season at 8-2. Sulphur lost to Perkins Tryon 35-6 on KICM TV. So Sulphur comes, their season ends at 8-3. Kingston all over Community Christian in a crazy game last night where they had to finish the game at Medill. The lights went out in Kingston with about 10 minutes left in the third quarter, and they had to move the remainder of the game to Medill. Kingston ended up winning last night 42-0, and they improved to 10-1. They'll take on Hugo next week. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Other games last night, Plainview now 9-1 as they down John Marshall, big 49-15 last night. We'll talk it over with Coach Joe Price in a moment. Ringling, another shutout. They beat Watonga last night 36-0. It was also Millwood coming from behind to beat Davis 14-10. Davis gave him a run there, led at halftime in that ball game, but Millwood scored the only second half touchdown and won it 14-10. Minko over ECP 41-7. It was Walrika. They continue their season. They beat Surreal 54-6. Heritage Hall shut out Purcell 42-0. And in the game of the night last night, Kingfisher down Marlow in overtime 45-42. So that's some of our final scores from last night. And when we come back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, we'll talk it over with our first coach, and it's a victorious coach, Joe Price, from Plainview in just a moment right here on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show live from the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore, Roger Price here with Coach Joe Price of Plainview with a 49-15 win over John Marshall, and it wasn't even that close. Coach, great job last night.
Yeah, the kids just came out hot and really got after it. You know, and did all the little things well, you know, executed our plays well on offense, and then defensively just did a great job of, you know, keeping those fast guys in front of us, and then we tackled really, really well. So, you know, that was really good to see against a bunch of kids that are athletic and that can make you miss. So they did a good job.
Yeah, walk us through that first half. You put up 42 points in the first half and just cruised from there up 42-0. Tell us some of the big plays in that first half.
Yeah, Jackson Clemens really got it started right there at the beginning of the game. You know, we took the ball and had a good kickoff return. And Blake was about to score on the opening kickoff, and he got slapped in the arm and dropped the ball. And then we recovered it. But then, two plays later, Jackson, you know, runs on a long touchdown. I think it was 66-yard touchdown run and really made a nice run. And really showed off his speed because they had a bunch of fast guys in the secondary, and he was able to outrun all of them and get there. So he really did a good job there. And then, the defense, you know, we were kind of talking about that before we got started here, but the defense played, you know, really, really well. And we've kind of got some guys over there that, you know, are not the big-time body type guys, that, you know, but we've got some seniors that are, you know, D-line guys. You know, Adam Greisman's over there, and, he does a great job. And really plays hard and does a good job with a lot of those things that we ask him to do. And then in a school like us, you know, a bunch of those guys are playing both sides of the ball. And so, you know, our starting right tackle, who also plays our starting anchor end on our defensive line. And so, Deuce Campbell, or Zane Campbell, Deuce is his nickname, but Zane does a great job too, you know, and he gets after it. And then all three of our big guys all play nose guard, and they all do a good job. You know, we rotate Eli and Joey and Cody Marr there at nose guard, and all those guys do a great job. And, you know, they just kind of rotate through there, and they all just plug along, and all those guys do a great job, you know. So this defense has played really well. It's just, you know, the offensive stuff just sort of always gets all the attention.
And then you got we were talking also off air about Tyler Berryhill, probably one of the most underrated defensive players on your ball club.
Yeah.
Or in the whole district.
Right. You know, I think everybody that plays against us understands, because that guy is all over the field, and he's a hitter. But yeah, he's had an outstanding year. You know, just flies around, chases the ball, but, you know, he's always where he needs to be when he needs to be there. You know, he does a great job in coverage too. He had an interception last night and almost ran it back for a touchdown. You know, the dang kids, you know, sometimes you know, he had a long t-shirt sticking out of his jersey. The kid grabbed it and held on to it, and he couldn't get away. You know, he would have scored if he would have had the old tight shirt on. So I don't know. Maybe we need to have a talk about what we're wearing. I don't know. But
I noticed that last night in the game I went to up at Bishop McGinnis, all the players had long t-shirts on. I was like, what? You know, that's easier to tackle. That's kind of like Steven Jackson used to run for the Rams, had the dreadlocks, just pull them down by the dreadlocks, right? Down by the jersey.
Yeah. So I don't know. We got those little, I don't know, that's the trend now, I guess. All that, you see everybody doing it, but you know, it just gives somebody, normally with a defensive guy, it's not a big deal, but it's just something else to grab onto.
That's right. You guys, a very impressive win last night. Did you get cold out there last night?
No, I don't get cold, Roger. No, I don't know.
I noticed that. You told me before, you don't get cold. You got the shorts on today. Okay, so now you got coming up, you got Shakota coming up. Is it going to be at your place?
Yeah, it's going to be at Plainview, and so you know, and I'll be really honest with you, Roger, we don't see very much of those guys from the eastern part of the state very often. You know, there aren't a lot of crossover situations where we would maybe get game film on those guys you know, again, you know, in your preseason stuff, you know, you're really not trying to travel just, you know, a long ways to go play someone. And so we don't really get a whole lot, you know, and I know very little about them other than, you know, this week on the OK Preps preview, they've got a quarterback running back guy that was, you know, one of the players to watch in 3A in the playoffs. So, you know, and I watched some highlights on him, and he's a really dynamic guy and really good runner. So I don't know just a ton about him.
Well, hopefully they don't know a ton about you either, right?
Right. You know, and sometimes that's you know, a good thing and a bad thing, you know. I mean, we'll just have to, you know, exchange film and get to breaking it down and, you know, kind of see where everything's at.
Well, we won't see you again this year. You know, this is our last coach's show, but hope you guys, I know you guys, I was talking to a couple guys on the way up to my game last night, and they said that this could be your year, and could be the year that you can overtake those private schools and win the whole thing this year.
Yeah, we're just hoping everybody stays healthy, you know, down the stretch here, and you know, everybody is, you know, stays focused and, you know, does the little things that we've got to do to make sure we're prepared every week. And I think that's the big challenge when you're dealing with high school kids. But, you know, like I told you all along, we've been really mature all season, and I think our kids will continue to do the things they need to do to prepare to win.
All right, Coach. Good luck next week, and good luck throughout the playoffs.
Thank you, Roger.
All right, Joe Price from Plainview with a big win last night over John Marshall. Good John Marshall team, too, 49-15. Plainview now 9-1 on this season. When we come back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, we'll talk it over with our good buddy Josh Newby of the Ardmore Tigers. He's coming up next. Talk about his game in just a moment right here on 97.7, the big station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen, it's Roger Price here, brought to you by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant and by Sherwin Williams. Last night, the Ardmore Tigers opened up the playoffs on the road at Bishop McGinnis on KICM, lost 46-14, and we're going to turn it over here before we talk to Coach Josh Newby. We're going to turn it over to the voices of the Ardmore Tigers, who said their farewell last night. So we thought. Here back one more time, Bill Summers and Billy Bean. Billy?
Well, thank you very much. We just wanted to. We weren't able to talk with Coach Newby after the game last night as part of our sideline report, so we kind of wanted just to do that this morning and tell him how much we appreciate working with him. And Coach, I know you and I have talked a little bit, but the first half, you looked so Ardmore Tigers, but then halftime wasn't good for you again.
You know, I was really proud of our kids. You know, we were 13-7 at halftime. We had executed really well in the first half. Our offensive staff had a great plan. The kids were carrying it out. And then, you know, we felt great coming out at halftime. We were executing there. And then all of a sudden, the turnover bug hit us, and I've never seen anything like it. And I'll never understand it. You know, those kids that that fumbled, they hadn't fumbled all year long. So you can't do that in playoff, you know, playoff games and expect to win.
There were five turnovers in the third quarter, all resulting in McGinnis touchdowns. But apart from that, let's just talk about how far this team has come since that opening scrimmage against Shawnee, how much they've come together. I've seen them last night. There were tears and there were hugs, and they really became a team that did a lot. That they did things that nobody thought they would.
You know, I think they did. You know, I'm so proud of how far they came, like you said, you know, from the Shawnee scrimmage to that first day of the game where we were shut out 7-0. That bus ride home was a long ride home. And, you know, to see our the way we progressed from that moment to last night, I'm super proud of the kids. You know, and I've been in coaching for 21 years, and that was one of the funnest years of coaching that I've been able to have.
Coach, Billy and I have done a lot of football games, been around a lot of Ardmore teams, and we talked about it last night. I don't think there's been a year that I can remember where the Tigers have gone on the road and beat Alphas, Lawton Mack, and Duncan all in the same year.
I tell you what, that was a special span of of time right there this season. You know, we hadn't beat Lawton Mack since 2005 over there, with Jermaine Gresham. Then are able to go to Altus and shut them out for the first time in a long time, and then going to Duncan and shut those guys out. And proud of the kids, just proud of the way they came together and played tough and gritty. Last night didn't go our way, but the Ardmore Tigers will be back.
And we talked about a lot last night about leaving and all the people we're going to miss. And one thing I think one group feel that we forgot to talk about was the kids. I mean, we all do this for one reason, for those kids.
That's right. You know, I'm going to miss Creed Cox, Jamar Williams, Derek Peterson, Ethan Lyles. You know, I could just go on down the list. You know, that's the neatest group of seniors that I've been around. They're gritty and tough, and they pulled that locker room together after that Ada game, and we got things straightened out. And they just were determined to get their rear to the playoffs. And, you know, it didn't go our way, but they got there.
Well, I was just going to say on that same line, Coach, I noticed last night, after getting their butts kicked, a lot of them were still shaking hands with the McGinnis players, congratulating them, showing good sportsmanship.
You know, I was proud of that. You know, we were our kids were. I finally had to get them away from them and say, guys, let's get on with our post-game deal here. And, we got some neat kids. We've got some good, classy kids. They play hard. And then after the game, like you said, they were classy too.
Because over the 30-plus years that we've done this, we've seen so many good athletes and so many good kids and worked with so many good coaches, including you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a special time. I really wanted to say thank you to y'all last night after the game. So thank you for taking me in 5 years ago. It's been a fun ride, and really appreciate the way y'all support Ardmore High School, Ardmore football, and myself. Thank you.
Well, and you've led us to whatever we wanted to do.
And we appreciate being able to sit in new chairs this year up in the press box.
I tell you what, I got on that this summer. I wanted you guys to be more comfortable. So anything for you two.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I tell you what, I told coaches before the game last night, I said, win or lose, it's been fun working with you. And I think a great coaching staff. And we just had to come to the coaches show one last time, something we kind of started long, long, long time ago. And you mentioned the kids. A lot of these kids that I broadcast their games, it's kind of hard to believe. They're in their 50s now.
We're broadcasting their kids.
Yeah. I appreciate Roger continuing this tradition of the coaches show and Phil Tamer hosting this thing.
Yeah, we do leave a bit of a legacy in some of the things that we have been able to accomplish. And there were a few years after We retired the first couple of times that high school sports kind of took a back seat, but Roger and KICM have brought it back, and we thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Billy. I appreciate all the kind words, and you guys, I wish you the best, and don't be strangers. Come back around and come and see us. Okay, see us next week. All right. Maybe you'll do the Ringling game next week. We'll see. One more time.
I was talking to the Ringling coach that's here, and he's writing down notes, and I asked him, I said, he's trying to figure out how to shut out the next week's opponent. Yeah. And he said, well, yeah, we're going to try to do that.
So. Well, thank you, guys. Billy Bean and Phil Summers. And Coach Newby, I know one more time, you probably, this is our last coach's show of the year. Want to say hi to your buddy over in Marlow.
Yeah, Grady, appreciate your friendship. I know the Outlaws didn't win last night, but I know you were cheering for him. So, thinking about you, Grady. Hope you have a great day.
I know he's listening. All right, Coach. Thank you so much. Good to see you again. And we'll see. We'll talk to you throughout the off-season basketball season coming up at Ardmore. That's going to be exciting this year. Coming up next, we got the winning coach from Ringling. Coach Sterling Coon's going to join us here in just a moment on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Brought to you by the Ringling Depot and Danielle Niebel, your Farmers Insurance agent on 97.7 The Big Station. Welcome to Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen. It's Roger Price here. The Ringling Blue Devils brought to you by Danielle Niebel, your Farmers Insurance agent, my insurance agent too, and the Ringling Depot as well, and Angie Saul's over there. Next week, got a special treat for you. We will have the Ringling Blue Devils on KICM TV. So the Blue Devils will be taking on Frederick next week. And last night, another shutout for Ringling, defeating Watonga 36-0. Eight straight shutouts for the Blue Devils. And with us is Coach Sterling Coons, Coach Phil Coons' son, who is one of his assistant coaches over at Ringling. Good morning to you, Coach.
Morning, Roger. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks for coming in here. Another dominating win last night. Are you guys? I'm hoping that you'll never give up another point rest of the year. I'm sure that's your goal too, right?
Oh, I mean, we'd take that if we could get it, but that's not necessarily the goal at this point. We'll just take wins however we can get them, you know. But those kids do have they play really hard for us, and they do take pride in it. So.
I know it probably. It probably starts with the D-line, but, I mean, it's just a collective group. I mean, you guys all around, I mean, there's no weaknesses on that defense, is there?
Well, no, I mean, that's kind of a testament to the kids. You know, the fact they take pride in defense, I think that's a testament to their selflessness and single-mindedness as a unit. You know, they really play for each other. But it does, start up front. I mean, Watonga had a – good team, good game plan. You know, what they do is very hard to stop, and we kind of had to preach all week that it was just came down to trying to do your job consistently over and over. And those guys up front, like you said, they really stepped up, particularly Harley Stewart and Max Stewart, the two D tackles in the middle. They really knew that, they may not fill up the stat sheet with tackles like they normally do, but just, kind of clogging it up, doing their job and trying to keep people off our linebackers and stuff to make tackles, and they did a good job of just doing their job. Yeah,
just doing their job. Do your job. That's what Coach Belichick always says, right? Where's Dad at today? Dad and Julius.
He's taking little brother to the O State game, so they had to had an early morning. So
I got Kansas today. Les Miles returning to Oklahoma State. That should be a good one. 11 o'clock this morning. They got up early then this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's long drive up Stillwater, but they just like watching football. So,
of course. Who were some of the stars last night on offense? Tell us about how that came about. How you guys – did you have any big scoring plays or anything like that, or did you just grind it out?
Just kind of normals, try to grind it out. Cash Lyle, he does a great job for us. He'll just run hard every time you give him the ball. And, Sam Van Buskirk, our quarterback, his numbers don't necessarily jump off the stat sheet at you, but he's a great game manager. And, a few times we throw it a game, he last night he put the ball on the money and it was big plays for us. But he does a great job of getting us in the right play and, operating our offense. The big boys up front, I always got to give those guys some credit. Leighton Riley, Ethan Niebel, Preston Waldy, Jacob Freeman, and Jackson Perry, they get better every week and they always practice hard. And that's a unit that just has really progressively gotten better throughout the year. And it's it shows, you know.
So. You know, and now you got Frederick. Now, is it going to be a home game?
Yes, we have them here.
Do you know anything about those guys at all?
I mean, I know they're very athletic, well-coached. I mean, I know they've got a lot of tradition there, you know, and they expect to win and win big. And, I mean, I expect it'll be a tough game.
Yeah, it is. From here on out, it's going to be tough. I know that every team that's in the playoffs now, just, you know, they deserve to be there. 9-2 this year, and but you guys will have and they score a lot of points, so keep those shutouts going, right?
Yeah, we like to, but that's you know, anyway, we can get a W now. Everyone left is really good, and we just hopefully get to keep playing, you know. So.
You enjoying Wrangling a lot?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's just a blue-collar small town. Kind of reminds me of where I grew up, and I'm loving it.
Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Tuttle.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of similarities there between those two towns and rich football towns, too.
Yes.
Did you play at Tuttle?
I did, yes.
Oh, gosh. So you know your football pretty well then. You grew up with that, and of course, you know, with your dad being Coach Phil Coons, you're going to know your football, right?
I just grew up around it, grew up loving it, and I'm just glad I get to still be around and kids that enjoy playing it every day. So.
You want to say hi to anybody out there like your dad does?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Aaron, Silas, and Jude. That's kind of my little crew, my two little boys and wife. So.
That's awesome. Well, Coach Coons, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And the last coach's show of the year, but I hope that we'll be sitting here next year talking about that gold ball, right?
Oh, yes, hope so. Got to take it one week at a time, though, from here on out. So.
All right, thank you, Coach. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Wrangling with the win last night over Watonga by the score of 36-0. They are 9-1 now and 8 straight shutouts for the Blue Devils. We got Coach Kenny Ridley from Wilson coming up to wrap up the coach's show, our final coach of the day. As we told you, that coach of Brent Phelps from Fox, the only other coach that normally joins us on the coach's show that made the playoffs, he could not make it today. Running a concession stand today for his wife over there. and he said whenever she's the boss, he needs to run the concession stand today. But he wanted to say he was proud of his boys, and even though they lost to Pond Creek Hunter, number one team in the state, 54-6, he's still proud of his guys and the way they played last night, and sad to see the season come to an end at Fox. Wilson coming up next with Coach Kenny Ridley in just a moment here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show on 97.7 The Big Station. It's a Saturday Morning Coaches Show. I'm back here at the Prairie Kitchen. Big Roger Price here, brought to you in part by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant. We have with us last night the Wilson Eagles last night fell to Snyder 64-18. Wilson finishes their season at 8-2. And Coach Kenny Ridley with us this morning. And Coach, it was tough last night from the get go. I mean, you came in shorthanded, and so your backs were already against the wall last night.
Yeah, you know, Snyder comes in as a third seed, and those guys aren't your typical third seed. They'd had some health issues throughout the year, but were healthy, you know, last night for the start of the playoffs, and had an outstanding quarterback receiver combination that was kind of too much for us to handle. But, you know, our kids battled. We had a couple of injuries and illnesses ourselves, but we really felt like with the kids we put on the field last night, we still had a great chance to go and compete. And you know, evidenced by the opening series, we took the kickoff, drove down the field and scored. Luke Conier had a 30-yard touchdown run. They came back and scored. We took the next kickoff back and scored with Logan Schaff running a 1-yard touchdown run. So we're actually up 12-6 at one point. Had a chance before half to cut it to a 1-score game, got down inside the 5 and didn't score. And then from that point, the game kind of got away from us. They threw some long touchdown passes and ultimately just used the mercy rule to finish us out there in the end of the third. But kids competed and you know, gave what they had, but Snyder was a very formidable opponent, and wish them the best of luck moving forward in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about your leading tackler. I mean, getting a little ill before the game, couldn't go. And, you know, in 12-man or 8-man football, I mean, whenever you only have like 13 guys on the whole team, you know, one guy makes a big difference.
He does make a big difference, but, you know, it's one of those things where we're not going to make any sort of excuses. Hayden Mantooth came down ill, you know, prior to the game, and he was our leading tackler defensively, and But, you know, that's the beauty of football. We talk about football being such a great game and the need for it to be a team sport. It's a collection of guys that have a role and a job to play. And if one guy can't play, the next guy's got to step up and do his part. And we got to rally. And I thought the kids did that pretty well last night. I really could have done a better job defensively, you know, scheme-wise. They're receiver just kind of came out of nowhere, and so I take a lot of the responsibility myself defensively. But you know, we had some kids step up and do some really good things last night in roles that they weren't accustomed to playing throughout the year. So, you know, that's always exciting as a coach when you see, you know, kids like Ethan Lowry be able to play linebacker when he's primarily been a defensive end his whole career. And, you know, those kids get a chance to shine and do some things that maybe were a little bit unexpected. So that's a rewarding part of it.
Well, now, you know, the season comes to an end. I consider it a successful season. I know that, you know, a lot of coaches say it's not successful unless you win that gold ball. But 8-2 made the playoffs, and, you know, been a while since the Eagles have been able to claim that. That's you've got them going in the right direction.
Yes. You know, the older I get, it seems like the more perspective I get. And you know, if you're putting all of your hopes and you know, putting all your chips on the table for a go ball or a bust, you know, there's only 8 people that are going to walk off as a success, as you mentioned. But, you know, there's so many things and so many victories that you have every single day. You know, you get kids that improve their science grade, a letter grade, that are in your program. You get kids that, you know, improve their tackling ability. You get kids that score their first touchdown. You know, you can have victories in every little thing that you do. And, you know, I was thinking this morning on the way over here, you know, when I was a young parent, people would talk about empty nest. And when you're young and you got little kids, you don't fully understand what empty nest is. But when my youngest kid left in 2013, off for college, you know, I realized that empty nest is what happens when your football season comes to an end. You know, you spend time with your kids from the time they're in your junior high program, and you, you know, we're so fortunate as coaches. In the days of cell phones, you know, we spend 20 to 25 hours a week of quality time with kids, no cell phones. We've got their undivided attention. We get a chance to talk about things that are, you know, football related and things that are life related every single week. And, you know, when a football season comes to a screeching halt like it did for us last night, it's really, you know, that empty nest feeling, you know. So for parents out there that have been in that situation, you really know kind of what we're going through right now. And, you know, those kids that have invested so much time and hard work and effort to be the best they can be and try to achieve their goals, you know, now it's time to turn the page and move on to something different. But, you know, we had 6 great seniors that contributed so much to our program, and we do feel like 8-2 is a, you know, great accomplishment for our program. Carson Fulton missed the majority of the season with injury, but kid's got a great future ahead of him. Logan Schaff, same thing. You know, awesome quarterback. He'll be really, really tough to replace. Luke Honey was kind of our utility guy, did everything, playmaker, tremendous athlete. Ethan Lowry, he stepped into some different roles this year, and I was super, super proud of him. For those of you guys that are in politics, I would look out for Ethan. He could very well start his career as a county commissioner here in the next couple of years. I don't know how old you got to be to run for office, but Ethan's got what it takes to make a run at you guys out there that are politicians. Dylan Plunk, another senior, and Tommy Wright, those guys provided great leadership and a lot of great plays for us throughout the year. But, you know, we're going to miss those guys tremendously. But we really feel like we've developed some kids, and we've got some great, great kids coming up, and the future's bright at Wilson, and we hope to continue the success. We've got kids that spent tons of time on the field this year. Kalen Fulton's a freshman. Caden Barron, a freshman. John Gunner, a freshman, who all started throughout the year with, you know, an 8-2 team. Trey Richardson, big junior, offensive defensive lineman. Axon Hunsacker, defensive end, center, had a great, great season. And Hayden Mantooth, as we mentioned. And so we really look forward to just kind of, you know, retooling. We don't necessarily have to rebuild. So really excited about the potential and the possibilities that we have out at Wilson.
Yeah, like your good buddy Josh Newby always says, that he says we'll be back. We'll be back, right?
That's right. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to keep working hard. And, you know, the disappointments and the losses kind of give you the opportunity to reflect and learn. And you know, if you'll take those chances and utilize it, then we can get better from it. And that's why we talked to the kids last night. And that's what we hope to do throughout the off season, and just come back and take the things that these seniors have kind of set in place for us and build on it and continue to take Wilson Eagle football to even greater heights.
All right. As long as you don't take my cameraman from me, we'll be all right, and we'll be back here next year, and I won't be upset with you.
Man, we so appreciate KICM coming out and doing our games. It was such a thrill for our community members to have that notoriety and spotlight shining on our program, and we appreciate you guys. We appreciate the opportunity to come in Saturday mornings here for the Coach's Show and talk to you and get a chance to, you know, tell about the good things in our program. Mr. Tabor is always such a gracious host here. The food is awesome at Prairie Kitchen. If you guys are ever hungry, you're crazy if you don't come down here and enjoy one of their great breakfasts. And, you know, all the sponsors that make this possible, it's just a great opportunity for us to come in and talk about the great things going on. We thank you guys.
Well, thank you, Coach Ridley, for coming in every week and joining us. Coach Kenny Ridley from the Wilson Eagles. So their season comes to an end last night with a loss to Snyder 64-18. When we come back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, we will talk about some of the games that are going on next week, some of the local teams and who they're playing in the playoffs, and what we'll have for you on KICM TV next week. So join us right here. Saturday Morning Coaches Show returns to wrap things up in just a moment on 97.7 The Big Station. Well, our final Saturday Morning Coaches Show of the season is in the books. And I want to thank all the coaches for their being here for throughout the season. You know, win or lose, they come here and they face the music, and on the losing after losing a game, and they're always even when they win, it doesn't seem like they come in and gloat, and that's what's so special about the relationships that we build with the coaches each and every year here at the Prairie Kitchen. I want to thank Phil Tabor and the crew as well for always being so gracious to us and allowing us to come in here and use their facilities back here in the back and doing the Saturday Morning Coaches Show every week here for the past, I don't know how many years. But this has been my fifth year of doing it, and made a lot of great relationships with the coaches here. Learned a lot about football and behind-the-scenes stuff. You can learn that a lot here on the Coaches Show. And we invite you folks at any time that we do the show out here and next season that you need to come out and join us. You know, if your favorite coach is here, you want to come and talk to them and have a chat with them, they welcome it. So come on over and have fun with us and eat some breakfast with us. That's what we're here for. And also, if your coach, if you haven't heard your coach on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, we ask you to, you know, tell them about it. Say, hey, you can go and talk about the school, things that are going on, talk about the football program, and we'd love to have you. It's open to any of the head coaches around Southern Oklahoma. So come on by. It's a Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Next week, there's some games on KICM TV that we're going to feature. We're going to feature the Ringling game against Frederick, and that game will be at KICM.com. Also, we'll have Kingston taking on Hugo on the KICM.com as well. So those are the only two games that we'll have next week for you on our video stream, unless things change. Now, Plainview is going to be at home against Shakota, and also Walrika will be at home against Pioneer Pleasantvale, the number two team from B2. They're 8-3, and Walrika won last night big over Surreal to move to 9-1. So four games here. That's all we got left is just really from Southern Oklahoma teams. From deep Southern Oklahoma are four teams left in the playoffs, and we'll have two of them for you. Ringling against Frederick and Kingston against Hugo on Friday night at KICM.com. So that does it here from the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. I want to thank again Phil Tabor and the Prairie Kitchen and our sponsors as well, and all the coaches, and of course our amazing Kurt Mays back at the studio for running our board every single Saturday morning over the last 11 weeks. We appreciate you being a part of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. To all the schools out there and all the listeners and supporters of your team, it's Big Raj saying so long, 97.7 The Big Station.